Malawi started COVID-19 vaccination last week after it received its first 360,000 doses. This is the first tranche of about 1.5 million doses of Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine through the International COVAX facility. The Minister of Health said yesterday that the country has so far vaccinated over 50,000 people. Kumbize Kandolo Chiponda is Malawi's Minister of Health. She says the huge turnout is a sign of confidence Malawians have in the AstraZeneca vaccine.
You remember there was a lot of negative propaganda against this vaccine. But since we launched, and indeed our president, Dr. Lazarus Chakwera, was the first one to get the vaccine. And a few faith leaders, as well as some prominent politicians, including former president, they have received the same vaccine. So it has given confidence to the people of Malawi.
In the current first phase of vaccination, Malawi has identified priority groups, including teachers, healthcare workers, government security officers, the elderly, and people with underlying conditions. However, vaccination centers are characterized by long queues, and some people are rejected for failing to meet the requirements. The Minister of Health has asked people not to panic, saying it has adequate vaccine for everyone who needs it. Kandolo Chiponda also says the government will soon hire additional medical workers to help carry out the vaccinations.
As government, now that the pressure is increasing, we'll be increasing the number of vaccination centers, especially in cities like Blantyre, Lilongwe, Zuzu, and indeed Zomba as well.
The overwhelming queues come despite widespread concerns over AstraZeneca's efficacy and side effects. Several European countries briefly halted their rollouts of the vaccine after some recipients were diagnosed with a condition that causes blood to clot. However, medical workers in Malawi say they have not yet diagnosed anyone with side effects from the AstraZeneca vaccine. Last week, France, Germany and Italy resumed use of the vaccine. Lamik Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.